Okay, I'll call the meeting to order. We've got the Treasurer, the Secretary of State, and the Attorney General all on the phone, along with the Executive Secretary, and I think I heard Tom and Rich talking, and I know Vicky's in there, too.
Right.
All right, so we'll call the meeting to order, and the first item on the agenda then would be if approval of the minutes from the November 1st meeting. Those were distributed with the packets.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes. Doug?
I'll second that. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye. Aye, Brad.
Aye, Doug.
This is Matt, I'll vote aye.
Okay. The next item up is we have about 16 million, I'm just scrolling to their page, about 16 million, almost over 16.5 million in loans this month. And Jonathan, have these been approved for public purpose?
Yes, they have.
Okay. I'll make a motion to approve the loans.
I'll second the motion, Doug.
Okay. Then looking these over.
My only discussion, Brad, would be to note that we have one very great loan at almost $11 million at a very good interest rate, and that's very nice to see that.
There's a story behind that, Doug.
Yeah, I think we should make a record of what happened here. Menasha was in a pretty rough way, and we were able to help them out. We're gonna make some money with a 4.2% interest rate, but it's gonna help dig them out. Who wants to tell a little bit about what happened?
I think Tom could give us the history.
See, back in 2008-2009, City of Menasha had acquired a power plant from one of the paper companies, and they set about refurbishing it, and they were going to sell steam to a couple of industrial customers, but the costs were three times higher than they expected, and the revenue was was about half. And they found themselves in a world of hurt right at the time that the financial markets were cratering. So BCPL actually loaned them a fair amount of money to help straighten out their affairs at that time, but they ended up having to go to WPPI, which is like a co-op for municipal power companies to help refinance their local municipal power operations. And WPPI charged them, it was close to 7%, wasn't it, Rich?
I can't remember exactly the rate. It was in the 6 range, I think.
And so they've reached a point in time where they've got their house in order and they'd like to refinance that. And after looking through their financial affairs, we were comfortable doing that loan at this rate, and Menasha was very happy to reduce their interest rate that they were paying to WPPI. So it's a win for them, it's a win for us, and I think it's a good deal all the way around.
Brad, this is Jonathan. It might be good if you could also, Menasha got in a jam, and it reached a point where they were north of 90% of their borrowing limits. I think I'm north of 95%.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And literally had almost no credit availability. And they, since then, have dug themselves out of that hole. They're down around 70%, I believe.
Even lower. I think that they're closer to 60% at this time. They've
right.
done a great job in that operation.
So now it's time. Now this loan is a good one, and it's beneficial to Menasha.
This is Doug. There's also a somewhat smaller one. I noticed for $1.2 million at 4.5% at the Eau Claire County, Fall Creek. Another good one.
Yeah, that's also a revenue loan, Doug. That's based on a tax incremental district in Fall Creek that there's a new manufacturing facility that moved into their tax increment district, and they wanted to supply some infrastructure to this new facility that's doing gangbusters. They packaged cheese, and so we were able to help them out there. But because it's a revenue loan, and we were able to get a little bit higher interest rate than we are on our general obligations.
All right. Well, we're doing good work. I guess just before I forget, I also want to comment on the email that Johnson sent about your visit up north, where we did a great thing up there as far as protecting a company and creating jobs and giving their long-term future to supply some kind of funny paper to Boeing Aircraft Company.
It's a silicone-coated paper that's used, is critical to the production of carbon fiber composite materials.
So it's used in the production of the material that they make airplanes out of.
Well, it actually coats the carbon fiber and like a double-sided tape, and when the machine starts making the fuselage or wing of an airplane, or even a golf club for that matter, this paper comes off and is discarded. But Expira, the plant in Rhinelander, the main plant that has over 524 employees, was told by Boeing, their customer, that they needed to have a second location.
Yeah, I read that in your email. Very interesting.
And if we had not stepped in, and the Economic Development Corporation of Oneida County did the main lifting. But it was a pretty good deal. One of the happiest people in the audience and the most supportive was Senator Tom Tiffany. He was there and very effusive in his praise of the deal.
Good. All right.
Yeah,
all right.
Senator Tiffany has, I know from many meetings with him, he's making it a mission to try to put people back to work in the North Woods, and this is a fantastic win for that community, but it's also great for us because that money's not sitting there earning a fraction of a percent in some account. So it's fantastic.
Move, we vote.
Yeah, I'll call for the vote. I vote aye.
Doug, aye.
This is Matt, I'll vote no.
Okay. Agenda item 4 is now is the investment transaction report, and we've got some details here. Not a lot of activity this last couple of weeks. Does anybody want to summarize or discuss it?
Sure, Brad. This is Rich. We were able to acquire some short-term Lincoln County bonds for a 1.355% yield for 3 months, which is quite a bit higher than we would be earning in the state investment fund. In addition, yesterday we were able to buy $7 million in bonds with an average interest rate of around 3.7%, and so we were pretty excited about that.
Well, I was going to say something about that, Brad, in my executive secretary's report, but it should be noted that Rich did a pretty good job on that bond issue you just mentioned. He was able to secure a purchase at one basis point above the next highest competitor. So we didn't leave any money on the table. And the bond council there they were thinking in quite a bit lower, weren't they?
I think so.
So we took a risk by bidding higher, but bid just about right. So got the loan and didn't leave any money on the table.
Great. Nice work, Rich.
Good work, as normal.
Thank you.
Okay. We don't need to take any kind of a vote or any action on this, right? It's just a report?
Correct.
Well, I think if you'd accept the report, that would be sufficient.
Okay. I'll make a motion to accept the report.
What if we refuse to accept it?
I'll second.
I don't think we need to do this.
I think it's accepted. I don't think it is.
Yeah. Okay. Then on to agenda item 5, we have the investment committee's recommendation for equity investment.
Brett, this is Jonathan. Yeah. I don't want to interject, but I really would like to see that report officially within the minutes of the meeting. And
okay.
So an action to accept it would get it there. I'm not looking for a motion to approve it per se, but just accept the report.
Okay. Well, then I'll reiterate the motion to accept.
As that, I can second it.
All right. Any other discussion? All in favor of accepting the report, Brad, aye.
Aye, Matt.
Aye, Doug. So are we going to have a new policy that we always vote to accept these reports every 2 weeks?
Well, no. This is a report on the research, Doug. You will have another report.
Wait, we're still on item 4. We haven't gotten to item 5 yet.
Yeah.
Right.
So there's some confusion going on.
I'm sorry. I thought we were on item 5.
No, we weren't. We were on item 4. That was the report of the bond purchases.
I didn't know that we needed to accept that report. You were right about that.
Yeah, that's what we kind of tried to move past. So, all right, we just got confused there.
I apologize.
You were talking about 5 already. Okay. So then we can go ahead on to 5. We've accepted the report and agenda item 4, even though we didn't have to. So
I apologize.
That's fine.
Item number five, this is Doug, and I'm going to speak just very briefly, if I may, because it was my motion at the last meeting that we unanimously accepted that we would ask the staff to come back and give us a report on their research on how they propose to start investing the money at a rate of $15 million a month, I believe. And so this is their report, and I'm glad to see it. And I would make a motion to accept that report, and then we can discuss it.
I'll second that. This is Brad. We can go on with the discussion. Thank you, Doug. Is there any discussion regarding this?
Well, I've already discussed it a little bit, so I'll be quiet.
Well, my discussion point is the same as when we met in person. The ETFs as a concept is fine. I know in a previous one of the meetings, like months ago, I said buying like the Vanguard Index Fund, but we don't know what funds they're buying. So I thought we'd be given at least a clue on what we're going to buy and how much money, but this doesn't say anything other than saying they're buying an ETF, which there's, I'm assuming, hundreds, if not more. So I sent that email. I don't want to be buying this stuff right now, but that's just my position. So.
Okay. I don't have. Is there anything else? Any other discussion on the motion to accept this recommendation?
No. Like I said, I think that they moved quickly, obviously, and what they recommend, I think, is a good start, and we'll see what happens. And of course, they will report back to us the way they just reported back those bond purchases. We'll get a report of any of the purchases they make of the so-called ETF funds that they start purchasing, and we'll see how much money we make.
So, Jonathan, do we have an idea? Is it just going to be a $15 million purchase of a specific one or multiple?
I doubt that it'll be as much as $15 million in the next few weeks. I could turn it to Rich and Tom. We've been have some preliminary discussions. We've pretty much tossed out, I think it's Fidelity, because of its higher costs right now. And we're looking at Vanguard and Schwab as two examples of the lower cost to us with the same effect and same impact.
And are these going to be whole market, or are these going to be sectors of the submarkets?
They'll be geared to the indexes that were approved in the investment policies, Matt, which are whole market indexes.
Okay. Well, I mean, we can move fast. I mean, I spoke and I made it clear. I don't think right now is the time to buy $15 million worth of stock, but you guys can do whatever you want. That's fine.
We actually should have bought it a couple weeks ago after the election. Mr. Trump has caused the stock market to go up.
Making America great again, I guess.
You bet. We didn't act quickly enough. I'm just joking.
We didn't have the authority.
I know. I'm just being silly. Okay. I'll call the question. Let's move on.
Yep.
Okay. All in favor of accepting the report, say aye. Brad, aye.
Doug, aye.
This is Matt. I'm a no.
Okay. Then we have, under future agenda items, we have the materials that Matt submitted for informational purposes and potential.
Yeah, I wasn't, sorry to interrupt, I wasn't planning to talk about it. I just wanted to make sure that I handed that out so everybody could have it, and I might want to talk about it in a future meeting.
Let us know when you wish to do so, Matt.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
And if you want any research on our part done.
Okay. Then I'm working on my phone here to look at this. I've got to scroll back.
Executive Secretary report next.
Yeah, this is Jonathan. I don't really need to add anything more to the meeting. I was going to talk about these most recent bond purchases, but we covered those earlier in the agenda.
Okay. Well, great
Doug,
work.
I move we adjourn.
I'll second that adjournment.
All right. All in favor, aye. Aye, Brad.
Aye.
Aye, Matt. Take care, guys.
Bye. Bye. Thank you.
That's awesome.